Welcome back to another edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I'm CDJ, joined by JB Huskers and Tommy. Guys, how's it going again?
Pretty good. We're a few weeks away from college football, or several weeks from college football, and getting closer to next year's game.
It's good to see the Wi-Fi works great out by the lighthouse there, Tommy.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather you're having out there. Yeah. Beautiful weather. Tonight, we're going to go into predictions for EA Sports College Football. Mr. Predictor will be joining us here shortly. First off, I want to bring up one kind of a news item. One thing we've been seeing a lot from the community at large, on the, whether it be at the Gaming Tailgate, on our social media channels, or just basically anywhere where people are talking about the game, they began to think that this game is going to be delayed or canceled. And while we can't say that it will or will not, I did want to point out that some EA employees, pretty high up, they've been responding to some of these articles. First off, let me point out Andrea Hoplane, the senior vice president for the brand at EA Sports, back in late June, responded to the Front Office Sports article, which talked about the Branded Group lawsuit. Said, it's unfortunate to see unsubstantiated claims like this. We're committed to our focus in delivering the best and most authentic college football game. And then you go to John Riesberg, vice president of global communications for EA Sports and Racing, talking about the lawsuit, said this is unsubstantiated speculation. We don't believe the claims here have any merit, and they will not impact our development timelines for EA Sports College Football. He's put that out there several times, and I believe she has at least a couple tweets as well about that. So I did want to bring out to the community that it sounds like, at least internally, EA is full steam ahead. And I don't remember a lot of times where people pretty high up in a company or communication ever come out and saying things like this. Have you guys ever, usually it's a community manager who kind of, you know, says what they can say at best. Usually we don't see something like this. So I'm pretty optimistic at this time that, lawsuits be damned, the game's still on the way.
Yeah, I think there's two points to that. One, normally we would have marketing that's kind of doing that push. And so in this case, there's not a marketing push yet. So instead, the executives have to step in and kind of say something. Two, I think it's more for their projections of sales to be able to say, hey, don't ignore this game. This is going to be included in our catalog. So, you know, if you're investing in EA, this is going to be part of that investment. And then finally, it's more a matter of just saying, ignore what you hear from Brander and other groups. We're going forward with this game. I think their intention is to have players, but at the same time, they can always say we're going to go forward without players, or even patch in players later if they figure that out at a later date. So, I think at the end of the day, they're ready to release the game, and I still have full faith in them in this case.
Yeah, in the past, it'd be a community manager that would say something, and then it would be deleted or something. It'd be like, oh, they weren't supposed to say that. So,
right.
And apparently, you need to put unsubstantiated in each of your tweets, too. That must be a rule as well, that Legal Beagle at EA decided to tell them to do. But yeah, it's great to tell them that basically they got two words for them, and that they're moving right on along and not even derailing the timeline.
Before we get into the poll results and our own predictions on the game, I want to bring up a couple of community predictions from various places real quickly. On the TGT forum, CLW kind of ties into what we talked about. I predict this thing does not release, at least not in the way people think it will. I can see a ton of players refusing the nil offer EA is giving, to the point where EA is forced to release with non-editable rosters with completely generic players. I hope not, but I know that's the concern, that after some of these articles about the lawsuits, that's kind of emerged as a concern the community has had. At PhD and Xbox says that game is never coming out. It's already tied up in several lawsuits. Well, based on what we've got from EA here, that may not be the case necessarily. Brian Ski 71 says it'll get pushed back again. Greedy players will ruin it. And the Uncle Gandhi, not my uncle, probably Tommy's. He says, nah, the losers trying to sue will get the NIL ability pushed back, if anything, but the game can continue with generic players.
Can they, do you think at this point in time, especially with NIL in place and everything that has changed in the past 10 years, can they release a game with editable rosters?
No. And we'll get into that a little bit. I don't think it can happen.
I don't think that's anything that you can distribute. If you can edit it locally, maybe. But even that may be a tricky part, because then you're sharing pictures of Caleb Williams, even though he's not in the game or something.
And Matt Brown had found out through his Freedom of Information Act request that EA was telling the schools basically that there would be no way to share these rosters, or no way to edit or share rosters. Maybe things have changed, but I think since they're the ones who got their hands slapped, they don't want anything. It's tough because not a lawyer here. I don't even play one on a podcast. You know, for a lot of titles, they can do this and it's not a problem. But since EA has the history of, you know, losing a lawsuit for this, you know, people can go back and say, well, they're breaking. They got hurt once and they're still doing it. So now I think they got, you know, double punishment. They got the punishment before, now that we can't do it again in the future.
The SMU treatment, basically.
Yeah,
they get the caught roster doing it once and they just keep doing it. Yeah.
We get the roster editing death penalty is what has happened here. Yeah, I think you're right. The 30 for 30 is going to be pretty lame on this one, though. All right, guys, we're going to get into all the poll results. But before we do, we have a special guest who will join us. Mr. Predicto will weigh in on some of these topics and thoughts on what may be coming to the game. Greetings from Mr. Predicto. Gentlemen, where are your outfits? I FedExed them overnight, and I don't see a single feather or rhinestone on either one of you.
I left mine in my closet, so sorry.
That's an outfit? I've seen you wear that to the club.
Well, I don't like to brag. All right. If you're going to be that way, I'll be the only Mr. Predicto in the house. You two posers can just follow my lead.
There's definitely not room for two, tell you that much.
Are you sure? The night's young. All right. The first question we pose to the community, what will the game be officially titled? 83% went with EA Sports College Football 25, that put in the year on there. 17% went with just EA Sports College Football. Are you guys surprised at that, or what were your picks on that?
Yeah, my pick was just college football because that's what they did with the return of the golf game. So I think they're going to follow suit with that, you know, and I don't know, you know, tacking on a number might be something they do later on, but I think the very first one back, I think they're going to leave a number out.
I think the fact that it's 25 is, to me, lends more to it being included in the title. If it was 24 or 26, that's different, but 25 kind of has a, you know, a marker to it, almost like Madden 25, but at the same time, obviously it's more the year. I went with college football 25. I really think that's going to be what it is. The difference with the golf game was that it, at least at one time, the intention was for it to be an evergreen title. So it wasn't going to be a yearly title. Whereas college football, I think it's going to continue to be a yearly title.
I'm with JB. I thought they would go with, are going to go without, but I understand Tommy's point. You might've convinced me. Year one's really the only chance where they can go without the number. But I look back at all the other games because they went through several name changes in the past. Bill Walsh College Football was the only version not to have the year. Even when they changed to College Football USA and NCAA Football, they had the year attached. So I think the community might be on to something there. Early on, I was going to say, no, they're going to go without the number, but I think you guys might have convinced me. Who will be the EA Sports College Football cover athlete? Now, we asked this two different ways to sign up, see if we get two different answers from the community here. The first way we worded it, Caleb Williams from USC, or the field. The community went with the field at 61%, Caleb Williams 39%. I know right now, how would you guys bet? If you had to put $100 on the line, or perhaps your wardrobe on the line, how would you bet?
Me, I think the first opportunity to put a current player on the cover, they're going to do that the first chance they get. So it's going to be somebody that's going to be returning for the 2024 season. So I don't think that's going to be Caleb Williams. I think he's going to go pro, and so it's going to be somebody else.
Yeah, plus you don't know what Caleb Williams is going to do. He's obviously a huge favorite to win the Heisman right now, but that doesn't mean anything until the games are played. So he may not be the, you know, he may not be head and shoulders above everyone else like the like Vegas is putting him at right now. So I think there's just way too many things left to play out to not take the field in this case.
If he wins the Heisman again, does he force EA's hand? They have to put him on there. I think they do, unless he has too much money.
I like Tommy's idea. I like Tommy's idea of having a current player on there because that's the purpose of bringing this back. That's true. The NIL.
Yeah, I mean, if there's an underclassman that wins the Heisman, then that's guaranteed they'll be on the cover. Otherwise, I think they just take like one of the top returning players.
The other way we ask this question, who will be on the cover of EA Sports College Football? A coach, a current player, a recent player, or multiple players? Coach got 3%, a current player 39%, recent player 27%, multiple players 31%. Any of those numbers surprise you there, guys?
I could see it. I mean, they've done it before with certain titles where they've put two cover athletes on there, past and present. They did it with Tiger and Arnie back in the day, in the Tiger Woods game. So, you know, I could see them doing a past and a current player, Tim Tebow maybe, and then whoever maybe comes out on top after the season plays out.
if anything, if it is a past player, I think it's going to be somebody from the past 10 years that really kind of shown as a college football player. Honestly, I don't know who that is, though, that really just stands out and says they missed their chance to be on the cover. So, you know, I think it's going to be a singular returning player.
Have you seen the mock-up? I wish I could not find it before the show started. A few months ago, somebody made a mock-up of all the Heisman winners since the game got canceled and put them on a mock cover. And it looked really good, but all it screamed to me was what a licensing nightmare that would be to get all those players. But it was a pretty cool looking cover, I will say that.
Yeah, I mean, I could see somebody like Tua or my mind's blanking, the Trevor Lawrence from Clemson, Trevor Lawrence. I could see one of those two, Trevor maybe. Lawrence. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But otherwise, no. To me, those are the only kind of possible players. But you know, to me, again, first opportunity to put a current player, you got to go with it.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, because, you know, they're going to push Ultimate Team. And so I would not be surprised if they put a legend on there with a current player just for that simple fact to push that mode.
Well, and just like EA has done with Madden and other titles, rotating the cover art, at least in the digital version, to where you're seeing new different launch art and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, like right now, I can't remember who it is. You know, they've changed it throughout the season. I'm sure they'll take that opportunity as well.
When will the first trailer be released? During the 23 regular season, 15%. During the 23 postseason, 61%. After the 23 season, 24%. I went with during the postseason. I think they'll do something to tie in with maybe the college football playoff or maybe something late in bowl season. To me, that seems like the obvious choice.
It was about January is about the time they started putting videos out back in the day. January and into February, some, you know, at least a teaser video January, maybe a gameplay video in February. So I would say January playoff time would be the probably the right time to start doing that.
Yeah, I think the perfect opportunity is the week leading up to the championship game. You can kind of build on everything and then just tease it before the championship game and say, hey, you're gonna get to play it next summer.
At launch, how many 99 overall rated players will be in the game? And I did throw out one tidbit here for people. NCAA Football 14 only had one South Carolina defensive end, number 7.
Was that Clowney?
That would be Clowney. If they were based on real players. But I mean, no, it was defensive end number 7, Tommy. Did you not hear me?
No.
Defensive end number 7. It wasn't Clowney.
Number seven. Come on, man. Get with the program. Zero had 15% of the vote. 1-3 players had 55%, 4-6, 18%, 7+, 12%. And I got to say right off the bat, marketing loves that 99 club in Madden. I don't want to say they're going to force it. There's going to be at least one 99 rated player to start the year.
I think maybe 4-6 is what, you know, Madden, I think, usually averages out to about 4-6. I think 4-6 is probably going to be a good number that's going to be.
To me, 1-3 is the right number because that's usually the kind of leading number of people that are the Heisman candidates. So to me, that's kind of the right number. And then as well, especially if you have a returning player as the cover art, then make them the single 99 player or something like that, just to kind of highlight them. But yeah, I think it's going to be only a handful at most.
What team will have the highest overall rating at launch? Georgia, 74%. Any other SEC team, 19%, the field, 8%. To me, this seems like if you're going to bet money on it, you got to go Georgia. Am I wrong on that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I honestly voted any other SEC team, but thinking forward, I think unless Georgia truly stumbles this year, they've got to be, you know, even if they don't win the NCAA title, they've been so strong for so long that you know, they have the chance to be the best team.
I think Georgia's passed, you know, I think they've passed Alabama, and I don't think Alabama's going to catch them anytime soon in that. And then, you know, there's not really any up and coming SEC team that really could challenge Georgia. I think Georgia's just set up for longevity with Kirby Smart, and I think it's only going to continue for a few years at least.
I think LSU is a sleeper, but if you made me bet right now, I would say Georgia won. Maybe LSU second, maybe Alabama in there. But I think Georgia's just the smart money, the way they've recruited and developed. I think you got to bet on them until they let you down. Here's an interesting one. What music will be in the game menus and loading screens? Fight songs, 63%. EA created music, 10%. Licensed songs, 13%. Remix fight songs, 13%. I did round, so if some of these go over 100%, it's not because I'm bad at math, just because I round. I'm excellent rounder.
You can predict, you just cannot count.
You're going to have your day here in a little bit. When I pull out this crystal ball, your fate will be met. Let me break this down a minute here. This is from a September 22nd, 2021 interview with Brian Jones of popculture.com. And I'll try to be quick with this, but I think it's worth pointing out. Steve Schnur, EA president of music, told him, "I'm 100% on it. I've already been all over it for a couple of months," Schnur told Pop Culture. "I can tell you that it would be very different for Madden, but it's going to be so awesome because I have had an idea, a concept of what I imagine would be the most amazing college football musical experience." He would go on to later say, "But when I pitched the executive producer on this idea, I don't think it took him 3 seconds to go. And so I can't give you details because I haven't recorded a note yet, but I can tell you that if we could meet next year, I promise you, I will put $100 down. You are going to say to me, that idea just kicks ass. And it's going to be, I can tell you this, it's going to be a music discovery experience because nobody's going to be able to do it like this because college football gives us really amazing opportunities to do something that no other sport can."
Yeah.
So that's a lot there. I know JB back. Do you remember your response when I sent you that article around that time, what you said, what you predicted? Oh,
I don't remember what I said, but I know what I'm going to say now.
Say it. I want
to
hear it.
I think it's going to be top DJs. You're going to get like DJ Khaled remixing the Notre Dame theme. You're going to get something like that.
That's
what
you said. You said remixed fight songs.
Yeah.
But I did not point that out in the question. I mean, I thought about putting a link to this article, but I didn't want to tip results too much. So
yeah, when I saw that quote, that is immediately what I thought, because obviously you can't just do licensed music because that's nothing new. Fight songs is not new either, but remixed fight songs is, you know, DJ Khaled doing Notre Dame, you know, it's something that
the kids may
want to download it. You never know. It's going to be something like that.
Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't heard of that article before now, but now that you pull that up, it obviously makes perfect sense. I mean, I voted for fight songs, but at the same time, based upon that, it sounds like they're obviously going to go a lot further than that. It's got to at least have a college football theme to it. So to me, remix fight songs makes sense. Either that or the EA created music that touches on, you know, big band music or something like that.
Anything than a crappy playlist that is curated every year by 2K.
The Madden soundtrack hasn't been...
I turn those off. Well, half the time I turn those off just mainly so, like, if I'm recording, I don't get striked. But
right.
I turn them off also because I'm getting old and the new music sucks.
Yeah. As I say, 20 years ago, I loved a lot of the music, but then since then, it's gone way downhill.
It feels like it's just one guy picking his favorite songs. It's not them trying to, you know, put all different types of music to reach everybody who plays the game. That's the way I feel a lot of these games, sports games, have gone. It's just one guy, you know, pulling up his Spotify playlist.
That and what's the cheapest ones to buy in some cases. That too.
How many school specific licensed song traditions, non-marching band, will be in the game? 0 at 12%, 1-3, 11%, 4-6 at 14%, and 7+ at 64%. I got to say right now, I think that's the Matt Brown effect. He's done all that work with the Freedom of Information Act request. You know, he found out that EA is asking for all these songs from the schools. I think people are assuming that everything the schools have submitted are going to go in this game. And I don't think that's realistic due to licensing costs. But I think I went with 0 here personally, but maybe 1-3. What do you guys think on that?
Yeah, I went with 0 as well. I mean, yeah, I'd love to hear, you know, Inner Sandman and even Sweet Caroline or whatever else it may be. But I think the licensing cost for some of those is going to be way exorbitant unless the schools are working with the artists themselves. Like Virginia Tech goes to Metallica and say, "Hey, we really want this in the game. Help us out." Yeah. I can't imagine that very many of those are going to be in the game at all.
Example of this is the Double or Nothing pay-per-view AEW just had a few weeks ago. Bryan Danielson, who was in the main event, he used to back in the day in the indies, he would come out to Europe's The Final Countdown. They bought that song. Tony Khan bought that song for one night only. And he said that exceeds most wrestler salaries for an entire year.
It costs a lot to get songs.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. I know AC/DC, you're looking at six figures. Metallica's probably looking at six figures as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's just, I mean, I would assume I would assume House of Pain's the same because that's such still a popular song.
It's a nostalgic song. I mean,
those are all some of the best songs that are used in college atmospheres are also some of the most heavily licensed songs around the world. Mm. And so it's just, you know, maybe we'll get the trumpet man. What's his name? Maybe we'll get that in there.
Timmy Trumpet with Narco. Yeah,
maybe get some Timmy Trumpet in there.
So that goes into the next question. Will any of the following songs be in the game? Serious, which is a pregame song, Enter Sandman, another entrance song, Country Roads, a postgame song, or Jump Around, a song played between the third and fourth quarters up at Wisconsin. The fans said 72% said yes, 28% said no.
I think unlimited budgets.
I think that it's the Matt Brown effect. They know the school submitted it, so they think it's going to be in there. And I don't get your hopes up. It's going to be all or none.
They're not going to pick and choose.
Yeah, I think it's going to be none. But if anything, if they do any of them, it might be that they try to put pressure on the others to say, "Hey, look how great the fans receive this. Come on, Metallica, you know you want to do it too." You know, that's something like
or
that.
Or if they can use it in marketing. I don't think they're going to add a song that they're not going to get the bang for the buck on. Like, it's going to be used in marketing. It's going to be used in all the trailers. It's going to be used in the pregame video. It's going to be used for the school. But right now I would guess no. But I think it is time for our first Mr. Predicto. Will any of those licensed songs be in the game?
Is that a ping pong ball?
They're going to be in. He says they're in. Did you hear it, boys?
No, we couldn't hear it at
all.
No. Well, clean your ears out. He says it is a certainty.
I think you're lying.
Well, I was worried to blast you guys out of your ears. I was worried.
I don't think Mr. Predicto has much of a budget to work with. So.
He's spending somebody else's money. He doesn't have a problem.
I don't want to know where the speaker is going out to. That's probably why we couldn't hear it.
Well, you're right.
It's an internal speaker.
All right. We'll do better next time around, I promise. What offensive style do you hope to run? Option 28%, run first 8%, pass heavy 28%, balanced was the winner at 35%. I know in some regards this is tough because we don't know the meta of the game. We don't know what playbooks are going to be fleshed out. We don't know what's going to work really well compared to others. But this is more just, if you had your pick, what would it be? Are you guys surprised at the result there? I thought run first or the heavy would be a little higher than 8%, but it makes sense. They're all pretty balanced in the results except for that one.
Yeah, I mean, to me, in the days of run heavy, that's going to be hard to find. College football more so than NFL, but at the same time, it's still going to be hard to find just because everybody wants to spread it around, you know, and everybody wants the fast game and everything like that. So, yeah, I went with pass heavy just because I love to spread it out and the RPA.
Love the cheese.
Yeah, I love the cheese, you know, four verts every play. The RPO game and everything like that, you know, Madden's introduced that. So I'm sure NCAA is going to have that as well. So, you know, that's kind of the side I'm looking for.
Yeah, I did pass heavy as well with the hope that everything playbook wise and gameplay wise work well to where you can strategically move yourself down the field and not necessarily cheese your way down the field with the same plays, mix it up, have fun, and you know, kind of come up with inventive ways to get that first down, as opposed to just, you know, throwing four verts and rushing and all that, you know, and using your cheese quarterback with 99 speed.
I wanted to pick option there, but when I play online, I always feel like there's enough lag, or maybe I just second guess myself enough. I think I went with the run first, run heavy. I'd rather just run it down the field on somebody. But of course, we don't know how it's going to work, and depends what team you get in dynasty mode. What percentage of college football players will not sign the rights agreement? 0 to 5% had 61% of the vote. 6 to 10% had 17% of the vote. 11+% had 22%. So it seems like there's a lot of people saying it's going to be all or none. Maybe that's a bit extreme to word it that way, but a lot of people are pretty optimistic that we're going to get less than 5% opting out. How do you guys, what's your prediction?
Yeah, I went with the 0 to 5% personally. I think there's going to be some that hold out. I mean, I think there's going to be the one or two that just really say, no, I'm bigger than the game, you know, pay me money or whatever. But I think by and large, every player wants to be in the game. And, you know, I think we'll see that show through.
Yeah, you always got your Bill Belichick's of the world in there. So I think there's going to be a couple, but it's going to be 0 to 5% too. I agree with Tommy. If you're a star, you're going to have other avenues to make your money, and this is not the avenue. You've already got your avenues. So I think for the most part, people are going to play ball.
Well, yeah, I think those I think those star athletes, EA is going to try to convince them to say, hey, come on into the game. We'll give you some ultimate team money. We're only going to pay everybody the same rate. So, you know, we don't play favorites. But if you're a star athlete, we'll give you some of that ultimate team money because we're going to use your card in the game or whatever it may be.
That's a good way around it. Yeah.
Will any schools decline to be in the game? 56% said yes, 44% said no. And I will say, the longer we go without hearing that all 133 or 134 are in the game, I think there's more credence to this. But last we knew, EA said 120 plus is what they, I think they said in the article that ESPN had out there. I think towards the end we'll get them all, but it wouldn't shock me if there was a holdout. What do you guys think?
It's interesting to see who has held out, which I'm sure they're not disclosing.
No,
if it's major or if it's minor, you know?
I think Notre Dame is still one of those that is not declared. I could be wrong, but I think they're one of the big ones that I think Wisconsin ended up saying yes. I think TCU said yes. Or that yeah, it sounds I mean, like they're all submitting assets. They may not have said put us in, but I think I'm under the impression from the ESPN articles that they're still, even if they haven't said yes, they're still working with EA with the goal or anticipation of if the players can get paid, we'll be in.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to is if they're going to pay the players. B, if for some reason, heaven forbid, they're not going to have any of the players, then at least you cannot use any players that resemble the players on my team, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So I think assuming that the vast majority of players are included, then I think all of the teams would be included. It's just those teams that are worried about protecting their images or getting sued themselves for being part of a team that you know, their players not getting the money that they deserve or whatever.
All right, number two. Will any schools decline?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Is that Walter Cronkite?
I don't know. He says yes. I don't know if I believe it. All right. If there is a deluxe version, will it include any physical items? Now, this might be a bit of wishful thinking here. 54% said yes. 46% said no. And I've done some homework on this, but I'll let you guys weigh in first. Do you think there will be a deluxe version? If so, will it have any physical items?
No, I don't think Madden hasn't been doing any physical items for some time, have they?
I have that in my homework, but I'll let Tommy weigh in first before I spoil your answer.
I think it'll be digital only. I think it'll be Ultimate Team or some extra uniform packs or something like that. It's not going to be a physical item, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I voted no, but I went back because this is a pet peeve of mine. If you ask these people to pay all this money for a special version, there's got to be at least something physical. In this day and age of streamers, they want everybody to be a streamer and have fancy elaborate sets, maybe even wear costumes or have props. Can't you provide a mini helmet for the loyal fans to put in the background or a t-shirt or a hat or a keychain? You know, something along those lines. I went back and looked for Ed Madden. Madden 25, which if you want to go by technically Madden 14, the Amazon edition included a NFL Sunday ticket pass. Now, maybe you can say that's not a physical item per se, but it's something more than Ultimate Team packs. Madden 09 20th Anniversary Collector's Edition had a copy of NFL Head Coach 09 included. So EA historically has not been very good at it. So I looked at NBA 2K because I know in the past they've had physical items. This year, the 2K24 25th Anniversary Edition has a league pass subscription. And that's it. That's $150. It's just loaded up with stuff for the park and the rec and my team. 2K23 had the league pass as well. The last version of NBA 2K that had it was 2K19, the 20th anniversary edition. For $100, it included a poster, a sticker sheet, and a wristband. WWE 2K has been very good about this. The last few years kind of staggered, but 2K20 for $130, they had a WWE SmackDown ring skirt relic piece. They had a limited edition SmackDown Legend autograph plaque by one of three wrestlers. 2K19, that version, if you're a big wrestling fan, had some cool stuff. I know, JB, you got this. An exclusive Ric Flair Funko Pop, a Hall of Fame replica ring, and a limited edition plaque with a piece of Flair's robe. The title that's the absolute best on giving physical items is MLB The Show. MLB 23 for $100. You got a steelbook and a hat. They're good. Every year they give a hat. There's one year they did not. 22, they did not give a hat. They just had the MVP edition for $85. I wonder, I'm just hypothesizing here, that maybe that was a COVID issue. Maybe that was some kind of supply chain issue. They did not do the hat. But you go to 21, 20, and 19. all had a hat for $100. You got the steelbook, you got the hat, you got the digital items. So they are the leader in the clubhouse in giving physical items. So it's one of those, I hope EA does this, because I think this is the year people want to give them their money. So give them something more than just Ultimate Team.
Yeah, but it's a cost too. You got to ship
I know it.
All these things.
Fulfillment's an issue.
Yeah.
But other titles have done it.
And they don't have the budget that Madden has. And it's always been a smaller budget anyways. So I just don't think there's going to be anything physical.
I don't expect it, but I'm pushing for it.
Yeah.
I don't think there will be one available to consumers. I think they'll have a streamer pack.
Oh,
that
I'm
they
sure.
send out to influencers.
Oh, yeah. They and do that all the time. That, yeah.
Exactly. That's something to kind of catch everybody's attention. But, you know, the everyday consumer, no, you're not going to be able to buy it. To me, the one that kind of ruined all of that, and granted, I'm not ever been somebody who does a lot of collectibles and stuff, but the one that always ruined that for me was Fallout 4. When they sent out the Nuka-Cola Quantum or whatever, it was just a standard off-the-shelf soda. I can't remember the name of the soda company, but it was pretty lame at the end of the day. So, I mean, to me, I think EA doesn't want bad press to saying everybody hates what they sent out, a cheap helmet or whatever. Instead, they would want it to be something legit. And like JP said, there's a lot of cost involved in that.
We asked the community, what do you want to see first from Dynasty Mode? When they give the big reveal on Dynasty Mode, what do you want to know about? What do you want to learn or see first? Recruiting format was the winner, just under 48%. Transfer portal, 16.7%. Playoff presentation, 16.7%. Online Dynasty, if added, I assume it will be, but maybe we should not assume year one, 18.8%. Are you surprised that recruiting format was the winner? I thought transfer portal would be more than likely the winner, but it was not.
Yeah, that's what I voted for, was transfer portal, just because it's not been in the game. We haven't really seen it in the way that it's presented to us now. Of course, there was always the little transfer section in your off-season type of deal in the past games, but nothing like what's going on today and all the multiple different, just insane amount of transfers that go on in college sports today.
And I think that kind of falls into the recruiting format, so that maybe that's what they're thinking, is that, you know, how are you going to get people from the transfer portal or something like that? But to me, I think all of the people except for that 19% are assuming Online Dynasty is in the game. So that's why they didn't vote for that. They're saying, it's already going to be in the game. I want to see how everything else is going to tie in. So
yeah, and if you're building this off of Madden, you got to assume that it's in the game.
I would think
so. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they would really
stumble out of the gate if they didn't have Online Dynasty, in my opinion.
I agree. I feel it'd be in there, but it's one of those, there's gonna be some feature we're all gonna assume is gonna be in, and it's gonna be not, and that's gonna be where the first ruckus comes in at.
Names
on our Twitter at Josh's Back 3, he wants to see the custom schedules and conferences return. And at Bigsby Clayton 1, JB's Halloween costume, he says, I just want the ability to hire and fire my coordinators.
Well, I have Bigsby. Especially now, because you know that the landscape's going to change in 2 to 3 years. We're gonna us in the Big Ten are getting a couple of California schools. SEC is changing. Pretty soon it's going to be just two conferences in the college football game, so you got to better make it customizable.
That's what we said one of our episodes last year, is that it's almost got to be in there day one with all this conference stuff changing.
Yeah, and you almost have, I mean, you wonder if they probably have to program that in too, if you're, you know, you're, if they're moving Texas and Oklahoma in 25. Is that right? 25?
Nope, 24.
Is it 24?
Same year the game comes out before they join officially, or the first season, maybe I should say. So the first look at the expanded playoff, first look at the new SEC, the first look at the new Big Ten will all be in EA Sports College Football. So they're flying blind in a way, because they have to do it right before real life gets a chance. They don't get the real life model to base it off of. The next question, will there be a significant server outage within the first week of launch? And by significant, I'm saying over 2 hours. 81% of the vote said yes. 19% said no. What do you guys vote here? EA historically, do they have a lot of outage? I know 2K does, which always baffles me, because every year they have the issue.
I just think there's going to be so many people trying to get on Online Dynasty to set their shop. I think it's going to be bonkers, and something's going to crash for a little bit, I have a feeling.
I mean, I voted no. I'm with you, Chris. I'm curious has like Madden have really bad launches lately or something like that? I figure by now everything's relatively stable.
To me, it seems like Madden has their issues later on in the year when Ultimate Team goes down during break or franchise crashes mid-year and they have to, you know, gate it. So I was half tempted to put a poll question of, will there be one during the year? Will, you know, Online Dynasty be closed or locked for, during the year? But that almost would have been like a personal shot at Madden. I didn't want that to be the perception. But here we go. Will there be an outage?
I think there's an outage in that ball.
I'm going to come in this time.
I think it just said the servers cannot be reached. Isn't that what it just told me? Wow. Will recruiting feature decommits? This might be a bit of wishful thinking. I hope they're right. The community is 68% said yes. 32% said no. Do you think decommits will be a feature in the recruiting this year?
I think not. I only voted no as well. How do you program that in and at what stage, unless they totally revamp the recruiting to where it is more of a, the way it was before was it was once you're committed, you don't have to worry about recruiting them. Whereas if you have to really totally redesign that system from the ground up and you're constantly recruiting and you never can be sure, that's going to make things really difficult. You're going to have to recruit, you know, 300 players to make sure you can just sign 25 or whatever. You know, it's one of those that, it'd be difficult and be a lot managed for a simulation game.
If the transfer portal is in the game, decommits are going to be in the game because transfer portal opens up recruiting into just a wide, complete open space now. So I think if they're able to get transfer portals to work as they should, I think decommitting is going to be in the game. If they're not, then I don't think it will be.
Decommit seems like the ultimate way to balance the rosters out. In terms of, so you can't stockpile, but I agree with Tommy. You know, it's a bigger challenge, it's a bigger issue, but I hope it's in there. But I voted no on that.
Let's hear predicto.
Has been determined so.
Wow, I like that answer.
Is that Robert Stack from?
Yes, that's where his voice went. Rest in peace. What format will recruiting utilize? 22% went with the phone call system. 59% went with the point system and 19% said we're going to get something altogether new. I think I voted point system there. What do you guys think on that one?
I went with the point system only because I think that's EA wants to make it, you know, user friendly and you're not something you have to commit a lot of time to. The thing is though, I think ultimately it's going to be more of an other that you kind of rank your players top to bottom and then it just basically adjusts, you know, intention based upon that or something like that. I don't know. I think at the end of the day, I think they'll want to do something other than what we've seen in the past. So, but how they deliver that, we'll have to wait and see.
Will any of the recruiting services be represented in the game, such as 24/7 sports, On3, etc.? 71% said yes, 29% said no. Background on that question, I believe it was 04, Rivals was going to be the sponsor or the name of the recruiting mode. The NCAA said no to that. I believe it was even in a Game Informer magazine. Don't quote me on that. Like it came out that it was going to be in there. But when the game came out in July, it was not there, along with storming the field. But that's a different, we didn't ask that question tonight. So yes or no, gentlemen. And you know, Mr. Victor's going to weigh in here in a second.
I'm a hard no. I think you don't necessarily gain anything. You would have to have, I think the only one maybe is like some sort of ESPN ranking or something like that. If they have a tie-in, and I'm assuming they will, a tie-in with ESPN. To me, maybe I could see that one, but anything else than that, no, I don't think so.
I think it's going to be in the game now since the NCAA, as we know, it is gone. So I think that opens up the door for something like that to be in the game, especially, I would say, maybe bringing back Rivals, possibly, you know, with the star ratings of the recruits. You know, I think the game has changed in 10 years, and I think it's opened up the door for that.
Ask later when the time is right.
When is the time right? Jeez.
If it's not right now, it's never going to be right, pal.
Next July.
Our next question, how will the game differentiate elite players? 71% said we'll go back to impact players like we had in NCAA football. 29% said X-Factor and superstar players like Madden has. This is a tough one. There's a lot of layers to this question. And, of course, we can't disclose that when you're asking a question. It has to be kind of up to the community's thoughts. What were you guys, when you see this question, what did you vote? Because impact players, it was pretty much just, you know, picking the top players. Whereas X Factor and Superstar, they get all those different traits. And sometimes it's even tough to keep track of who's an X Factor, who's a Superstar. There's almost too many tiers in a way for Madden.
Yeah, and you got to, and the cool thing about that Madden is you got to earn those. Some players that don't have it to start, you can get them up to that point. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a similar system, just named differently. I think it's going to be an X Factor system with just a different word for it.
Yeah, I agree with JB. It's going to be some sort of an X Factor type system, just because that, again, differentiates each of the different players from one from another, so that, you know, they feel different. I think if they can expand all of the different, you know, skill sets or whatever to have, you know, hundreds of those types of things, then maybe that might be good, to where it's very rare for you to get a great combination. But at the same time, I think it's going to be something along those lines, something beyond just impact players.
And our final round of questions, we're all on the predicted features. Will feature X be in the game, yes or no? Here we're listing them by the percentages of users who said yes. Coaching Carousel ran away at 97%. Custom Conferences, 94%. You can almost start to form like a Mendoza line in here. You know, Stadium Sounds, 87%. And I do have to call a community here. When Vegas gives you free money, take it. Ultimate Team only at 83%. I think that was wishful thinking for people voting no. That should have been 99 to 100%, guys. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Road to Glory to a Madden 25 face of the franchise, some kind of export or tie-in, 77%. I thought that should have been higher. Roster editing, 77%. I think that should have been lower. Dynamic Weather, 64%. Mascot Mashup, 56%. Roster Sharing, 56%. That should have been lower. Season Mode, 54%. Team Builder, 51%. Beta, 50%. Face Scan Ability, 35%. Companion App, 33%. A couple of takeaways I had when I looked at those numbers. I think there's a lot of, you know, if it was in NCAA Football 14, there's an expectation it should be in EA Sports College Football Year 1. That seems to be where you kind of see those numbers drop off at, and some of those. And if there's any guys, any of these you want to talk about, the one I want to mention real quick is Beta. Normally, I would say yes. Any other year, I'm going to say, yeah, I expect a Beta. I actually don't expect one here for Year 1. I think EA wants to make sure the next time you play a college football game, it's the retail version.
You have to pay for it.
Yep. I don't think they're going to have free samples this year. No. Year 2, maybe. Yeah. I don't see that in Year 1. Is there anything here that stands out to you guys? And I know I'm putting you on the spot with some of these numbers, but what stands out besides roster editing and sharing probably should be a lot lower?
Road to Glory is a staple of college football games. So I would assume, I actually would have thought that would have been higher, to be honest. And of course, with Face the Franchise now being a thing, being able to tie the two games together, hey, you might have hooked somebody into buying Madden that wouldn't have bought it before, now that they're getting to play with their Road to Glory player once again. And vice versa, maybe you got a guy that is a fan of Face the Franchise, and now they see they may be young and may not have played much NCAA football, so now they may get hooked into that other game. So I think the fact that it could tie to buying another game, and obviously Ultimate Team is their moneymaker. So I think those two things are pretty much locks, in my opinion, to be in the game. Dynamic weather is such a normal thing nowadays in any game. Back in the day with PS3, it was not. Now I think it's a lot easier to implement, and it's more common of a next-gen type of system. So I think that's going to be I almost think that's going to be a given too.
To me, the ones that jump out, like you said, Ultimate Team, it's a cash cow. They've got to include it. It's the way to make extra money. And again, as I've said before, it's their way for them to be able to pay some of these star players a little bit extra.
Right.
But to me, the two that you have to have in with such a focus, especially for the past 10 years, the Coaching Carousel and Custom Conferences. Mm-hmm. Those are two that in years past, I would say, well, you could probably get by with them without them on the first year. But now at the stage that college football's in, you pretty much have to have those in for Year 1, just to kind of, you know, make it feel like the real college football. Just like you're going to have the portal and transfer portal and things like that, you're going to have those in the game the first year. So the one, like you said earlier, roster editing, that's going to be a lot lower. To me, that's
slim and none.
Slim and none. I guess the limited option is that you can create it locally but not be able to share it, but even that may be pretty low. So the one that to me I think is going to end up being a lot higher is going to be the, and it's a feature that nobody will admit they like, but at the same time, it's such an easy feature to add is the mascot mashup. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a college football, you know, nuance.
It's a staple.
Yeah, exactly. It's mm-hmm. something to do with that you can't have in Madden. You can't have an NBA 2K or anything like that. It's something that you can only have in college football. And really, at the end of the day, it takes probably 30 seconds worth of programming to be able to select those mascots from the team select. And after that, it's just you're using pre-rendered or pre-generated assets. So to me, it's something that... Yeah, it's not going to spend a lot of time, but EA doesn't have to spend a lot of time developing it. So,
yeah, no team builder. That's going to come down to this, you know, two consoles later. How easy is it for EA to implement a new team into the game? Obviously, with programming custom conferences, it may make things a little more wide open. And if more teams get into Division One, that may if that is how if it's easy for them to do, then I don't think we're going to ever see team builder again. I don't think we're going to see it year one, period. Mm-mm. Does Madden have face scan?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And so that hasn't really existed since NBA.
Yeah. Right.
But it may not be a bad thing to include if Road to Glory is in the game, but I wouldn't hold my breath on that either.
It seems like a year two or three item.
Yeah for sure. It's something you can't. You don't, that's not going to sell the game the first year. The rest of these things are, you know, get the college football game right. But then, yeah, later down the road, it's something you can add in and say, look, with what we've added.
If the numbers, if the numbers show that a lot of people are crossing this over into Madden with both of those modes, if Road to Glory is with Road to Glory being in the game, if it shows that there's a lot of people crossing over into the two games, I guarantee you that face scan is going to be up there before you know it.
I will say, I think the team builder, I think the chances of that are very low in the first year. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that they figure out a way to allow you to do team builder in the future so that you can add FCS schools and be able to do an FCS season. Now, you wouldn't be able to have FCS the stadiums and things like that, but you know, in theory, maybe you can have 100 custom schools and be able to do a true FCS season or something like that, to where they can really expand beyond what they have. And maybe they do it to where they license all of those logos and have them in the game, and you just have the ability to create custom logos and rosters and things like that. But again, goes back to custom rosters. You know, if EA's not going to have that, how are they going to have team builder in there?
But you can make the team, but just you can't pick the players.
Maybe,
but then that loses a lot of appeal, I think.
Right.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do so. You're gonna have to pick pick their strengths, and then it's just gonna auto generate for you. Basically, is what it's gonna do.
Yeah, I can see something like that.
My final thought,
but again, not year one.
My guess on what's gonna be the focus of the game: gameplay, presentation, playoffs, packs, as an ultimate team, and I think that Road to Glory, as JB mentioned, there's gonna be a big tie-in for Road to Glory to the Madden face of the franchise, because they know there's going to be a drop in Madden sales, and it doesn't matter what's in Madden. It could be the greatest Madden ever, greatest football game ever. There's going to be people who just buy the college game and don't buy Madden. But if you put that tie-in in and it's really well done, then maybe they think they can get people to double dip. So I think that's going to be big. And the one thing I can't make an educated guess on, there's going to be something that the technology lets them do that we're just not thinking of. Now, whether that's, you know, more interactive sidelines, more interactive crowds, maybe it's something audio related. I don't know, but I feel like there's going to be something that just the technology that they have now with these new consoles, that's going to be a big feature in the game. All right, guys, we wrapped up the prediction episode. Mr. Predicto is here in the flesh. Will we ever see him again?
Odds are unlikely.
Oh, that was the best answer I've ever heard. Definitely yes. What do you think, guys?
I think that's rigged.
And before we end the show,
there's Karnak. There we go.
Rose Bowl. What do you say when it's Rose's turn at the bowling alley?
Oh, 10 years later, we got to have dad jokes in here.
With that, we're going to wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast. We may not survive this one, guys, but we'll try to be back with another episode very soon. Everyone, thanks for watching and listening.
Please don't give up on us.
Oh, Ed showed up too soon. Hi-oh!